This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We love stories about young people. We love stories about unity, and we like that they're doing it in a brand new way, and they're doing it for the betterment of the planet. And when you say betterment of the planet, everybody says, Elma Pollard, where are you? Here she is. Morning, Elma.
Good morning. That's nice. Yes, it's a very hopeful story. I'm so excited about it because I think if this model could be rolled out for all the critical areas of nature, then we have hope.
You know what I like is there's enough people to get together. You know, it's not like we have to struggle. Can we just find some young person who cares about the environment and doesn't care more about making videos on TikTok and being able to look good on Instagram? There are actually people that are, there's enough people to go around to do something continent-wide and impactful.
Absolutely. And so the bulk of the people in Africa are the youth, are young people. And here we are rallying up the youth and educating them about what's going on in the ocean and getting them to become ocean ambassadors and take ownership of the critical ocean issues. And then eventually, and then also speaking to world leaders and making a plea to them for COP 25 and all of that for them to prioritize the ocean issues, I think this is most exciting.
And these aren't just young people rushing off gung-ho to try and see what they can do. The key here is partnerships, Elma.
Absolutely. So this is a beautifully organized first ever African Youth Summit, organized by five different charities, environmental charities. And they intend to, it's called the Youth for MPA. You know, remember the MPAs are Marine Protected Areas. So the aim is, it's called 30 by 30 Initiative, to have 30% of all oceans protected by 2030. Well, 30% now of our African oceans. So we have a massively huge coastline. And a lot of people live near the coast, so this is all about protecting the livelihoods and the food of many, many people, sequestering carbon as the ocean does, getting the oxygen from the ocean, and of course protecting the rare and endangered species, and then the economical benefits also of looking after the ocean in terms of tourism and ecosystems, services and so on. So they have rallied together the youth, and they are going to have a conference, which I hope everybody who's young, who's listening to, will also join. As far as I'm concerned, anybody who grew up in Africa is an African.
Yes.
So it's about youth empowerment and giving them tools and understanding of the science to make sure that their capacity is built and they can have strong voices. It's about patriotism and unity and for the youth to take the message to their communities, because you know the issues in the ocean has very much to do with waste being chucked down in communities and washing down to the ocean, etc., amongst many things. So it's a fantastic initiative, and I just think it's so hopeful if one can actually focus on the young people and give them something constructive to do and teach them that they can make a difference no matter how young they are. And these are also people who are strong, maybe have time, maybe have energy, and these are the leaders of the future. So this is a very important thing to do.
I've taken myself already to the African Youth Summit website. There's a link to many different of these organizations that Elma's been referring to, and you can find all of the links already in the story. The Youth Summit coming up shortly in August, Elma, 19th to the 20th, so there's no time to be wasted. I think this is a great place to go, and if there's young people, look, there's youth, and then there's the young at heart, and then there's those who support, and then there are those who are parents and grandparents to say, you know, we've got a youngster in the house who loves this sort of thing. Get involved, Elma. This is the call now, is to get involved.
It seems that youth is now from the age, did I say 13 to 35?
Yes, that's it.
So it's quite a long stretch. And I just want to correct, it's COP 15, not COP 25.
Yeah.
So very important world events coming up, also the IUCN Congress. So these people will then have a voice there. And it's so that the time is really critical, and it's really important to join.
Exactly right. From a ocean's perspective, I mean, I've seen that Seaspiracy documentary. I'm sure you have as well. It opens your eyes up to what's actually happening in the world. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's something to watch. Alma, when you do watch it, though, I found it quite disturbing. It made me think about what's going on in the world beyond the oceans. It opens your mind up to think about things and wonder to not just accept things as they appear.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is with the ocean, it's like the last wilderness. Out there, people can do whatever they like because nobody can see them.
Yes.
So I've been on the ocean with Conservation Society, so I'm very well aware of how critical it is that area is really also looked after. And then at the same time, also to look after our small fishermen at the coast who are fishing legitimately for their families and for those of us who have ethical ways of getting hold of some of that fish. So it's very critical that we are all educated about this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, many people enjoy a fish diet, and you can't help it here in the Cape. So I'd recommend people watch that at least to get an idea. Alma,
if you get it from an ethical source, and that's people need to understand what that means. Yeah,
exactly. And you see now more than ever when you buy some fish at the supermarket or wherever, that comes with some information on it. And I think that needs to be taken seriously as well. We need to choose wisely for our families. If we haven't already realized from talking to Alma and other people that we need to be reading the labels to see what's inside of our food, because there's a lot of things that's on there that you don't necessarily want to put in your body.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say you vote with your purse.
Yeah.
So whatever you purchase, you are supporting. So you better find out what are you actually supporting? How are they harvesting those fish? Are they dragging nets in the bottom of the ocean, pulling along everything else, and 70% bycatch gets killed? We need to know these things. And fortunately now it's all available online, so we don't have an excuse. But yeah, let's get our youngsters into this. I think it's a very exciting news.
Yes, if you like pangolins, there's a story on it. Also cleanups, recyclings, putting food on the table in local governments, and poaching and game reserves, everything, whichever area of this green life you tickles your fancy or that you're curious about, you'll see stories that you will not be able to just find in anywhere else unless you trawl for months. It's all in one place. It's thegreentimes.co.za. So go and check it out. Thanks for a great publication online. Appreciate
your
hard work, Alma.
Have a blessed green day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.